The morning after Ricky teased Trisha about her shower, he went to load tools into his van and found his daughter's bloody body on the step to their side door, her house key clutched in her hand. Crying on the witness stand, he remembered her skin was cold as he tried to revive her. I held her head, and the neighbor heard my scream. Once the ambulance arrived, so did Gargiulo, standing on the edge of the driveway, Trisha's brother Thomas testified. I remember seeing my dad yelling at Michael about finding out who did this. And Gargiulo, Thomas said, stood there with just a blank stare, like seeing a ghost. Gargiulo soon moved to L.A. and found work as a bouncer at a Hollywood club called the Rainbow Bar and Grill. Two co-workers, Anthony DiLorenzo and Tamer Leary, recalled that Gargiulo all but boasted of being a killer. He said that he was wanted for a murder in Chicago, that he stabbed a girl up, Leary told the jury. By the time Bruno crossed Gargiulo's path, the killer had grown even more sadistic, authorities suspected. Bruno, a furniture store clerk, was living in the same apartment complex as Gargiulo in the fall of 2005, when she and her husband, Irving, then separated, tried to work on their marriage. Irving was at the apartment to drop off his wife's car when he found her body, her breasts grotesquely mutilated in her blood-soaked bed. The only real clue left behind, a lone, blood-stained booty, whose mate police say they later found in a search of Gargiulo's storage attic. Three families in grief have waited so long for Gargiulo to stand trial, but some now doubt the conviction would be much of a balm. Some sort of finality would be nice, but I don't know what that provides, said Ellerin's friend Trippiano. It's like she's frozen in time, always 22. But we wanted her to grow old with us, so that's very hard. And even if the unusual appearance of a Hollywood star at trial and his remembered timeline of events does help convict Gargiulo of murder, it will not cure those who still mourn. It's not the same as all of our pain being taken away, says Carolyn Murnick, a friend of Ellerin's from her childhood in New Jersey. Ashley will still be gone, and all the other victims will still be gone.